All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to get things started tomorrow afternoon in the Pac-12, as you're going to have a matchup between ranked teams, as the 12th-ranked Ducks of Oregon will travel to Seattle to take on the 25th-ranked Washington Huskies. Now, a win by Oregon can put them in the catbird seat to win the Pac-12 North. You look at the way the quarterback Justin Herbert is playing this year for the Ducks, along with running back C.J. Verdell, and it doesn't hurt Oregon's chances if they have the 8th-ranked defense in the nation, which has already forced 12 interceptions and has recorded 21 team sacks. Now, this Ducks defense will have to slow down Washington quarterback Jacob Eason, along with running back Salvin Ahmed and wide receiver Aaron Fuller. Now, Oregon is playing some good football right now, and I know that Washington does have one loss at home already this year, but Washington at home is always a tough team to beat, and that's why I'm going to take the Huskies in a tight one, 31-27. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you're going to have the Temple Owls traveling to Dallas to take on the 19th-ranked Mustangs of SMU. This could be a potential title game preview in the American. Quarterback Anthony Russo has been solid so far for Temple's offense, but the engine that makes this team go is running back Ramon Davis. Now, on the flip side, Texas transfer at quarterback Shane Buechele has been a difference maker for this SMU offense, along with running back Xavier Jones. This SMU defense already has 26 team sacks, along with 8 interceptions, and they want to try to go out there and force Russo into making some mistakes. I think they do, and I think Temple will have their hands full in regards to trying to slow down this SMU offense. This one's going to take the Mustangs at home by the score of 37-23. Now, in the Big 12, you're going to have the 18th-ranked Baylor Bears traveling to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And this is a huge test for the undefeated Baylor Bears. Quarterback Charlie Brewer has been solid for Baylor, as has wide receiver Denzel Mims and running back John Lovett. You look at defensive end James Lynch in this contest for Baylor, and he's coming off that edge with a ton of fury, as he already has 8.5 sacks this year. And the key thing for this Baylor defense, slow down Oklahoma State running back Chuba Hubbard. He already has more than 1,000 yards on the season this year. And of course, when he gets going, it opens things up for that passing game with the likes of wide receiver Tylan Wallace. The first team of 40 wins this contest, I think it will be Oklahoma State at home. And thus, I'm going to take the Cowboys by the score of 41-37. Now, once again in the Pac-12, another battle with a pair of ranked teams. This time you're going to have the 17th-ranked Arizona State Sun Devils making the trek to Salt Lake City to take on the 13th-ranked Utes of Utah. And this is a big one in the Pac-12 South, just like the Washington-Oregon affair is a big one in the North. Quarterback Jaden Daniels for Arizona State, can he lead his team to the big road upset? We'll have to wait and see. But you know what? This Utah offense is so tough with quarterback Tyler Huntley as well as running back Zach Moss. And we're seeing a Utes defense that has already forced 8 interceptions this season. Arizona State is playing some very good football this year on both sides of the ball. But Utah is still favored to win the Pac-12 South. And I'm going to take the Utes at home by the score of 30-17. Now, back in the AAC, You have a battle between Tulane and Memphis, as both of these teams do have what it takes to win the AAC West. You look at this Tulane defense, they've already forced 7 interceptions, and they want to try to go out there and make life tough for quarterback Brady White, which will be easier said than done. Why? Because Memphis is running the football real good right now with Kenneth Gainwell. The Tigers took a tough loss last week on the road to Temple, and I think they get back on track tomorrow as they beat Memphis. Oh, pardon me, they beat Tulane at home by the score of 34-20. And finally in the Big Ten, you're going to have the 16th ranked Wolverines of Michigan traveling to Happy Valley to take on the 7th ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, both of these clubs are hopeful of winning the Big Ten, and of course, this meeting will go a very long way in determining that. Now, Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson has been up and down, especially against the ranked teams. So, you're looking at a Penn State defense that is ranked 4th in the nation, and they've already forced 27 team sacks. So, it's going to be imperative for Patterson to be calm, cool, and collected in that pocket. Now, Michigan's defense has been solid as well. They forced 21 team sacks, and they want to go out there and make life tough for quarterback Sean Clifford and the Lions offense. This is going to be a night game in Happy Valley. It's going to be a whiteout, and we're going to have more than 100,000 raucous fans, and I don't think Michigan is going to be up for the challenge. Thus, I'm going to take the Nittany Lions at home by the score of 31-19. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And like their slogan goes, even though the tax deadline is gone and in the rearview mirror for 2018, or part of 2019, you could still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.